Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rated G Radio. I'm thrilled to have you here tonight. If you are a new listener to the program, tonight is Tarot Tuesday, and that means Tarot Jeff is back. He's going to be doing a free five-minute, three-card pull for you. Pull, draw, something like that with the tarot cards. And when we unmute your line and bring you on the line, you'll be live with Jeff. You can ask what's in the cards for me or a specific question, and he will answer the question for you as what he sees. Now, I'm going to give everybody a little disclaimer before I bring Jeff on the line here. This is the standard, I don't want to say disclaimer statement, but this is standard, you know, information we want to share with everybody before we get started. So a tarot reading is like a map. It describes how the road ahead may appear at this moment in time. It's not set in stone. It does not tell you how, or it does not tell you what you have to do. Your choices are always up to you, Y-O-U. If you shift your path, the road ahead will likely also shift. It is also possible that a curve appears up ahead that was not visible at the moment of the reading. Energy is always changeable. A reading by a well-experienced reader, like Jeff, offers guidance for making wise choices based on the lay of the cards. Tonight, it's for entertainment purposes only, so if you're going to be a caller, you got to be 18 years of age or older to call in. And my last little statement before Jeff enters the airwaves with us, I hear him circling around. A tarot reading is never a substitute for medical, psychological, financial, or legal counseling. The information provided in a tarot reading is not legally binding. You agree to take full responsibility and to bear all liability for your interactions with the advisor and the results thereof. And on that sunshiny note, Tarot Jeff, welcome back to Red G Radio.
Brother Garrett, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. We have got a huge show tonight. One of the things that I'm going to tell everybody who's called in, and let's see here. I've got, we probably got like 35 callers on hold right now. I've screened about half of them, Jeff. And if you've been screened, we're going to do our best to get you on the show. And I think, Anna, I see you that you'd said that you've been disconnected, and I think you're on Skype and you're dialing back in. So I see you. So we'll get you on here as well. Jeff, what's going on in your world? What's happening?
My friend, I've got my incense lit. I've got my crystal skull right next to me. And I've got the full moon rising over my left shoulder. So I'm assuming that we've got a lot of questions tonight. That full moon is a very powerful one. It's a super moon again going on. I'm just ready to get right to it, I guess. Would you like your card for the evening?
Now, you always, know, why not? Of course.
I always give you a card.
Well, bless your heart. Go ahead. Yes,
here we go. You know what? This is significant. This is the major arcana, and as you know by now, the major arcana are the important cards. All the cards are important, but the major arcana are the really, really important ones. They're the ones they're the ones with exclamation points. They're the nouns and the verbs in the sentence that we create here. And you got the zero card, which is also called the fool. Now, Garrett, please understand I'm not calling you a fool. The fool is actually the beginning of a personal journey, a beginning a new phase of a personal journey. And if I'm not mistaken, I think you got this one not too long ago. So you're still in that kind of that energy where you're starting something brand new.
That's right on.
So. Yeah? Yeah? So, okay. Mm-hmm. So I think that this full moon, we'll do just a little full moon talk right now, too, for everybody. And I may apply this to people. It's a good moon to kind of, we always say, you know, it's a common thing to say, new moons, you start something new, full moons, you let something go. And kind of wrap things up. Now, this is a good moon to kind of let things go because it will help things to go away rather easily, rather safely, rather risk-free. Now, that's a general statement, but this is a very nice full moon happening right now, the super moon. It's very strong, very powerful, but not going to rip things out of people's hands. So that energy, obviously, we're not talking about the moon actually coming down and ripping things out of people's hands, right? So just the energy of the days around the full moon, so the 3 days preceding it, the 3 days that it is actually considered a full moon period, and the 3 days after that. So we got some time to go on this. If you're considering making a big change and want to shift something away, now's the time to do it. Now, the other side of that, everybody, is other people might be shifting you away. So keep that in mind. Don't get hurt.
That explains
Look
a
at
lot.
It, right? Look at it as a possibility, a possibility to clear the decks for yourself and start something that wasn't going to be productive in the long run anyway. So, all right? So,
there we go.
With that,
awesome. Awesome. Well, let's get going here. We're going to start with Anna, is this you?
It is. Hi.
Anna, welcome to the show. You're on with Tarot Jeff. You are our first caller of the night. Go ahead, please.
Awesome. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hi, Anna. How are you? Where are you calling from, Anna?
Washington.
Washington State?
Yeah.
What a great place. What a great place.
It is.
I love Washington.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Me too.
So have you got a specific question for us tonight, or are you just looking for some general?
Oh, no, I have a specific question.
I figured you did.
So it's actually about work, and it's about, I guess, tomorrow and the rest of the week, so and next week as well. But I have some goals that I need to hit recruiting-wise, and I'm just wondering if you see, the rest of the week going well with that.
Ooh, okay, well, I'm going to pull three cards for you because that's our agreement. We do three cards, and then I kind of turn them over one at a time and look at them. But in your case, they kind of turned over all at the same time. And I see where this is going. I see where this is going for you. Okay, now we had all major arcanas. And if you were listening when I was talking to Garrett at the beginning, the major arcanas are important cards. So this is an important week for you on some level. You're asking very specifically you're asking about work. So let's go to that and apply that. The Wheel of Fortune is the first card to come up, and so that's going to be a very significant situation for you, the Wheel of Fortune, which I really like. It is about changing fortunes. It is about spinning. Things can happen differently now. More often than not, when I see the Wheel of Fortune, I feel like there's a changing pattern of a person's life, and growth opportunities are present for them. Now, the thing about growth opportunities is sometimes it means that the plant has been root-bound and it's being moved to a new pot. And so in this case, I don't really sense that with you, that you're going to be moved to a new pot necessarily. But the growth opportunities, I think, are going to be more your choice than anything else. Now, you're asking if you're going to meet a specific goal. I don't know that the cards are going to give you a really direct answer on that one. But the second card that comes up, again, Major Arcana, is the Full Moon card. This is number 18 in the journey of the Major Arcana. And that moon card comes up, and I think it's interesting because I was just talking about the moon. Now, this is about spiritual insight. It's about very strong yin energy. It's a reflection of light into dark areas. And this kind of tells me that you may struggle with this goal a little bit this week. The full moon is a crazy time. We all know that. But it doesn't have to be stupid crazy. It can be fun crazy, but when other people are being affected strongly, that's bound to affect how you work your particular professional magic. What I'm going to say here, Anna, is I'm going to say maybe you're putting a little too much pressure on yourself psychically to accomplish these things. Maybe you need to lean back and relax a little bit on this. Now, The third card is the card that has me the most concerned, because that's, again, Major Arcana. It's the 16 in the journey, Tower. The
okay.
Tower is, in the cards, there's other cards. There's the Death card and the Devil card. And there's things like that that people are kind of afraid of. I get more concerned about the Tower card more often than anything else, because it indicates a certain change or structure of your life. It indicates changing careers and relationships and that type of thing. Now, this can be changed for the good. What it can really indicate a lot of times, Anna, is that things that aren't working. In other words, sometimes you buy a house and you discover it's got bad bones in one part of the house. And so you have to demolish that part. You have to renovate. You have to really look at what you want, and you end up with actually a better house. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hassle. If you ever watch the TV shows where they're remodeling and the people are trying to live in the house, it's crazy for people. I used to be in the building industry. It's nuts, and nothing ever goes right, except at the end of it, it's a really rewarding situation. Now, I don't really sense that your job is in jeopardy here, but what I would like you to do, Anna, over the next really 6 days, is really examine why you're at this particular job, why you're looking is this working for you, or would something better work for you, or would doing your job a little bit differently work better for you? Because it sounds to me like somebody else is putting you under pressure to do things their way, and I think that you're probably pretty smart and can probably figure out how to do these things your own way to gain a better result, a better personal result. And so I guess that's what I'm going to say to you. In the next 6 days or so, really kind of examine that. Now, as far as your personal goals go, as far as those goals that are being pushed upon you, I think they're going to be difficult. I think you have the probability of reaching them, but you may have to work really, really hard to do that.
Right.
The recruitment goals. So, I mean, is this like a cold call? You have to go out and talk
no,
to people?
No, it's not cold call. I actually like go out and do it in person. But I
okay.
will say, I'm just starting to do it. So I'm thinking when you mentioned the Tower card, I feel like it's probably for the positive, just because I haven't really given it a 150% go.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. I think overall, I don't sense disaster looming for you here. And
right.
Right. As a reader, we're kind of trained never to use the four D's: divorce, disease, disaster, and I forget what the other one was. But so what we're looking at. Death, that's the other, that's the fourth one. And what we're looking at with you is none of those things. I think that there's a real strong element of change around your life right now. I think you need to be very active, be very proactive in it, and kind of understand that you're not going to get everything you want immediately. But whatever you get,
right.
you can shape, you can alter, you can remodel it to what you're going to want in the long, long term. Does that make some sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to wish you really, really good luck with this.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we have a lot of callers here, and I'm going to kind of
absolutely.
Try to keep my
go
time
on to the next.
But,
thank you so much.
Yeah,
good luck to
pleasure,
you.
It's a pleasure to do this reading, Anna. Thank you.
Yes,
we'll send you good
you.
Vibes
Bye-bye.
This week. Okay, there we go. And
all
our
right.
next
beautiful.
Caller is David. David, you are on the line with Tarot Jeff. Go ahead, please.
Hello, David. David,
are you there? You are live,
David.
David, I'm going to put David back on hold. We'll try to get to him
yeah.
next. Okay, next call will be...
skip around David for the moment.
Well, we'll come back to him. Sharon, you're
yeah.
live with Tarot Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How are you, Tarot Jeff?
Good. How are you, Sharon?
Good.
You can just call me Jeff. I
I know. I did that to be. I did that to be funny.
That's it is funny. It's okay. very funny to me, and my friends are all making fun of me about it. So
that's
go
so
ahead.
Cute. Okay.
Sharon, where
I'll
are you calling from?
I'm the state of Ohio.
Okay. All right. I love
I
living
I just,
in Ohio.
Yeah. You like what in Ohio?
I love living in Ohio. I was there for 1 year when I was in fourth grade, and I had an absolute blast.
Oh.
Wonderful, wonderful friends, wonderful people. So,
what city?
Down in the Cincinnati area.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Used to that, a little town called Forestville. So what's your question tonight, my friend?
Well, I just wondered what you see coming up for me in the next couple months, if you can just do that.
Sure. We're just pulling these major arcana out tonight. They just all kind of want to leap out. So, again, I think that there's going to be some interesting stuff for you coming up here, Sharon.
Due time.
Well, you know, and I think, and I was going to say something along that line. I think that you've been waiting for some shifts for a little while. You got two major arcana tonight. One of them is called the Hanged Man. And the Hanged Man is one of those cards that people kind of, when they see it, when they see the picture, it's a man hanging upside down from a tree. And there's all kinds of parallels to Christ being crucified and things like that. He's got a little halo on. But the plain and simple fact is, in the illustration, the man has hung himself up by one of his own ankles. And basically, he's looking to get a different perspective. He's stepping away from other people's visions and looking at things in a different way. He's turning himself upside down, and in that way, he
kind
turns his world.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Kind of stuck, you mean?
Well, no, he's trying to get unstuck.
Okay.
I mean, it would appear to other people that he might be stuck. It would appear to other people that he's, you know, why is he doing this? You know, this is a weird thing for somebody to do. And everybody around this person is saying, what's the matter with the world the way we see it? And so there's a lot of peer pressure to get off of this tree and look at things the way everybody else does. But the Hanged Man is pretty devoted to seeing things from a different perspective. Now, he's looking at the same stuff that he's always looked at, but he's got a different vision of it. He's got a different view. Now, the second card that you got here tonight, Sharon, is the Justice card. And the scales of justice are there, and the sword of justice is in the picture. It's the sword of justice in his right hand, scales in his left hand. And this is a powerful figure. He's got a crown on it. This is someone who's going to balance things. It's the balance of karmic law. It's every action having an opposite and equal reaction. Now, that's a funny one to come up with, the Hanged Man, because justice is a lot about rules and following rules, but the Hanged Man is about looking at rules differently. I think what I'm going to say for you, Sharon, is this. You need to take a good look at where you're at, and then turn it all upside down. Look at it differently and say, okay, because if you're feeling lack someplace, turn it upside down and see if you actually have a lot more than you may first believe. And this is a difficult situation for a lot of people because we get inside of patterns. Now, the Justice card comes up, and sometimes there's a legal matter that goes on. Sometimes it's divorces or bankruptcies, or you're buying something big, a big house purchase, or things like that. I'm not sure I sense any of that with you. I think that you've been going on.
It's not.
Yeah, I think you've been going on pretty evenly for a long, long time. Just a little bit. Life's just been a little bit dull, and you're wanting more out of life. You're wanting something.
Well,
else.
I'm trying to accomplish something. I've been trying to accomplish something. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So here's card number three for you, and this is the Ace of Pentacles. Really, one of the best cards you can get. It's sort of the promise of potential prosperity. Now, aces are always the beginning of something brand new, and it's existing potential. It's not something coming out of the clear blue sky. It's your potential. It's who you are. It's your gifts, and it's the existing potential of you actually beginning something new.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, now when we talk about the pentacles, we're talking about things that represent our physical selves, the physical things around us, how you are represented upon the planet itself in the physical world. We're also talking about money. And I when I'm doing the show, when I'm doing readings in person, when we go to the office and we do the readings, pentacles rarely means money directly. But when we're doing this show, three cards, 5 minutes, it often means money. It often means a shift in how you make your money. It often means a beginning of a new source of money. Things like
Thank
that.
You.
So, all right.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I'm seeing right now. But all of this depends on you, Sharon, turning things upside down, looking at things from a very, very different perspective, asking yourself some very hard questions. And, you know, do I belong here? Is this really where I want to live? Is this really the life situation I want to be in? Is this the job I want? Is this, what do I really, really want? Because the Hanged Man is all about getting to his own vision of his own life. And forget what everybody else says, okay? Get your own vision on this stuff. Forget what mom said. Forget what dad said. Forget what the school counselor said, the priest, the legal advisors. Forget all of that. What do you want? What's your heart's desire? And I think that's what we're looking at for you. So once you start to do that, you're going to find that there's a power, there's a flow to your life that's going to be very, very different. Not easy, Sharon. Not easy, but you'll enjoy it a lot more. Okay?
So you see, so basically the summary is you do see a new beginning.
Yes.
Coming.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I got it.
I see the potential for a new beginning. It's a very strong potential. These two cards just came up, the Hanged Man and the Justice card.
Okay.
Very important cards. You need to listen to them. If you don't listen to them,
I know.
You know what? You're going to kind of miss a big opportunity here. There's a lot of energy around you right now that's going to help you break free of what you don't want, help you get what you do want. This is the full moon. If you were listening to what we were saying early on, it's a good time to lose things that you don't need anymore. Okay?
Yep.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff. Thank you so
good
much.
Luck to you.
Okay. Have a
good
nice evening, by the way.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for the call, Sharon. Next caller is going to be Kimberly. Kimberly, you are on with Tarot Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Kimberly? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tucker, Georgia.
Georgia?
Yep.
I've never been to Georgia.
Oh.
Is it nice?
Yes, it's nice.
Okay, good, good. I like to talk to people living in nice places. So tell me, what's your question tonight? What are you looking for?
Well, my question has to do with an area of communications. I know I've been in teaching for a while, and I'm just looking at transitioning. There's a couple of areas that I could go in communications. I thought about writing. I thought about public speaking.
Okay.
I've done some acting. I just want to know, like, I won't say the best avenue, but I guess the path that's meant for me.
Yeah, yeah. So you say you're a teacher. You've been in teaching.
Yeah.
And you still are, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, our connection is just a little funny. I just want to clarify what I'm hearing here. So, you know what? Here's what I see. The three cards that come up, the very first one is a major arcana. It seems to be like everybody's going to get those tonight. I don't want to promise everybody something like that. But this is the Hierophant. And the Hierophant is sometimes called the Pope. He represents religious dogma. He represents structure and traditional wisdom. And I think you probably kind of, I think what this card really represents is where you are at right now. I think you're in a kind of a structured place, and that's not really you. I think that you are, I don't want to say that you personally are less structured, but I think you're more creative than what the structure allows for. The second card you have here is the Ten of Wands. Tens are cool because they represent endings, but they also represent beginnings. So there's a cycle that's being completed. You fulfilled some responsibilities. In this case, I'm going to kind of say it's a responsibility to yourself because it is the Ten of Wands, and the wand represents your personal energy. So the investment of your energy into this situation is coming to a conclusion. All right? So I see a shift for you. And it's going to be a little scary, and it's going to be hard work, because the Ten of Wands does represent a commitment to change. And you kind of have to pick up a lot of stuff and move it, and it's a lot of your stuff. But you don't know what tools you're going to need when you change. Now, I think you've probably got a lot of the tools that you need somewhere in your heart, and it's just the bringing of them to the fore so that your next step will be made easier with more confidence. I guess that's kind of my sense of you. I think what you're looking for is a little bit more confidence in your ability to make this change than anything else. Now, your third card tonight is the Ace of Wands. That ace, I love to see a 10 and then an ace, because it really represents how a cycle has completed. And again, tens are endings and beginnings, but aces are beginnings. And so this really emphasizes something new for you. And it's 10 of Wands and the Ace of Wands, so it really represents how your personal power is. I think very, very clearly you're going to see the path once you commit yourself to moving from the overly structured, dogmatic situations that you find yourself in. Okay? Now, am I answering your question here, Kimberly? Is this getting to what you're asking? Because I think that there's something a little bit, okay. Is there something a little bit deeper here?
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you were saying about the confidence. It was like, I know I have this creativity, but it's like, mm-hmm. where's my motivation for it? I mean, like, really, the motivation, the confidence to do it. I mean, it's like, I don't know what to do next and if I should really do it. And that's what I was really looking for more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what you're lacking, when I do consultations with people on creativity and creative process and things like that, what we're looking for is the creative fire.
Yes.
Sometimes people just don't have it. Sometimes they just don't have it. And part of the reason that they don't have it is it's been smothered. Part of the reason they don't have it is because over and over in their lives they've been told, well, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. You know, other people can do that better. You know, why do you want to do that? Why don't you get a real job? You know, and so I faced that myself, Kimberly. I faced that for years and years and years. And finally, one day, I broke out of it. And it was a religious dogma situation that was keeping me from being creative. And so it was really, really interesting, because as soon as I committed to not being there, how quickly everything faded away and how quickly everything else opened up. Now, it's been a 14-year journey for me to get to the point that I'm at. And it has not, I wouldn't say it's been easy by any means, but you keep going. You keep making the next step. What's the next step? What's the next step? And you find yourself with this creative desire growing inside of you, this flame that grows inside, to the point where you can't not be creative. And I think that's you. I think that you need to fan that flame a little bit. And part of it is there's too many people taking up the oxygen right now, or they're restricting the oxygen, you know? And you just need to go for it, okay? So, and I want you to be really cautious. When I say go for it, I always want to temper that statement, because I don't want people just to walk in and quit the next day. Be thoughtful about it.
Oh, no, I'm not
going to
do that.
Yeah, be thoughtful about it. Prep yourself. Figure out the direction you want to go. Start asking questions. Don't tell everybody your dreams, okay? Ask questions about how to fulfill them, but don't tell people what your dreams are, because that's just wasting your energy, all right? They don't want to know. They're too busy trying to figure out why they can't get their dreams to come true. So just focus on you. Be selfish. Look to who you are, who you want to be, and what you want to create, because it's there. It's inside of you. Okay?
Okay.
Wow. Thank you.
Kimberly,
thank you, Kimberly.
A great night.
You too. Thanks, Garrett.
Thanks, my dear. Thanks. Have a great night. We'll talk to you later.
So Garrett, did you hear all that?
I did. I mean, wow.
Well,
I mean, it's inspiring
because
for a lot of folks.
Well, it's inspiring for you as well, but you're inspiring because I was thinking about you that whole time, because you're one of those people that is just going to do it, because you've got this burning desire. and you go out and
there's
say,
no other option. It's
right,
it will be.
How should I do this? Jared says, I want to do this one thing. And the next day, three people appear in his life that know how to
do
that one
thing
and are willing to help him. So
yeah,
people want to help other people be creative. So people go for it.
It's absolutely true. We could spend a whole show talking about that, but I won't do that. Just clicked on the wrong button, folks. We're going to go back to David in L.A. in just a second when my studio kind of shifts back here. There we go. David, you are now on the line with Tarot Jeff. Go ahead, please.
Awesome. Thank you for taking my call. Sorry for earlier.
That's
great,
okay,
show.
Glad we got you.
Yeah, me too. Great show. And I'm actually in Palm Springs. I'm out in the desert.
Okay.
And just kind of curious to see what the cards have to say to me tonight.
All right. So we're just going to give you kind of a general reading here. And let's see if David's going to get some major arcana. David's going to get major arcana, too. Look at this. All right, but we're not starting with major arcana for you, David. We're going to go with the Four of Cups. This is a real pleasant card. Nothing spectacular. This is Cups represent emotions, your emotional state, how you feel about things. Sometimes they represent your emotional ties as well. What a four represents in most cases is stability, structure. You've gotten to a certain point, and it's taken you some work and some perseverance. So your relationships, your emotions are probably pretty stable right now, and that's just not satisfying to you as an individual, I think. I think that wherever you're at, you're thinking, yeah, this is okay. And other people might just be so happy to have this, but I want something a little bit different. No, I want something a lot different. And so the card itself is a picture of a man sitting under a tree. He's looking at three cups, and out of the clear blue, there's a cloud with a hand coming out of the cloud, and it's handing him a fourth cup. Now, he doesn't appear to have seen it yet. So it's like, okay, there's potential here with this card. The next card that you got tonight, David, is this, the Chariot card. This is a major arcana. Chariot, chariot, chariot. Physical motion. Some geographic changes, some home or work location changes. Something's going to move. It really very, very often means physical movement on the part of the individual. Something that can be offered to you in an instant, and you can radically shift where you're located. And I'm not talking about Palm Springs and you're moving to Blythe, right? Okay? I'm talking about you may find yourself in Hawaii. You may find yourself going to Hong Kong. You may find yourself taking a big leap or something like that. Or maybe it's just that you yourself radically move your focus from one area to another area. And so it could be something in sales. It could be something in entertainment. There's an awful lot of possibilities around you. I kind of go to sales and entertainment because they're really the same thing.
Right.
In a way, except that one is very structured and you have to show up all the time for the money, and the other one is very structured. And you have to show up all the time for the practice, for the entertainment value of it. And I just see you involved with people. So that's kind of where I go with that one. Now, the third card that comes up here is the Star card, and I really like the Star card for you. In this case, it's a major arcana. It is your gifts. It is bright spots. It's things revealed to you in times of darkness. The stars are our guide. But what I'm seeing here is, I kind of want to say you as the star. So, again, going into the examples of, say, sales to entertainment, and I'm really not trying to commit you to that path, David, but it seems to be easy to talk about you in those contexts. So the star, I see you as the star. So the Hollywood Walk of Fame kind of a thing, that you're the star of a show, you're the star performer in a group, you're the star of the company. Something along those lines. I think that this is a big potential for you. It's going to require great motion on your part. The chariot indicates great motion, great refocus. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, and I have been a writer. I've been a writer in many lifetimes, and I'm a good storyteller, and I thought when I was growing up that I was going to become very famous. I'm too old now, and I'm not probably willing to do the work, but it's so fascinating to say that I one time had this astrologer who I had to prepay hundreds of dollars to do my chart, and he got on the phone with me. You know, we scheduled it weeks in advance. He got on the phone with me, and he said, okay, tell me who you really are. I said, well, I told you my name and told you what I do. He said, no, tell me who you really are.
Yeah.
And I said, well, no, I'm telling you, I'm struggling in Hollywood. I'm working as a waiter. I'm doing this. He said, no. He said, you're either Tom Cruise or Madonna or someone like that. And yeah. I insisted that I wasn't, and he hung up on me and kept my $300.
David,
well,
I should laugh.
That's
a great story.
It's a good story, and all too typical of some of the stories I hear when people go to readers, kind of unscrupulous readers in a sense. David, you know, when you say you're too old, no, don't. I don't even want to hear that. I'll hang up on you.
No. I'm fine with being old, but I mean, it's, you know, listen, I'm in my 50s, and you know, time moves on, and
David's a baby.
Time passed. That doesn't matter. Okay, what you do with the time ahead of you, that's what matters. And I think that you've got real potential here for some powerful movement in your life. And I think soon, these readings that we're doing right now are very immediate readings. They're not about next year. They're next necessarily. They to the next year. But we're really pinpointing your energy right now, and I see you as that star, someone in motion. And so I want you to pay close attention to that. Okay.
I will, and I'll keep you guys posted. Thank you very much.
Yes,
David.
Thank you
very, very much.
All right. All blessings.
All right. Thank you, David.
Okay. So for everybody who's listening tonight, tonight's an hour show. It's about 7:40, so we've got about 20 minutes left. We're going to get to as many of the callers as we can tonight. I will tell you that we won't get to everybody. I've already got another 34 people that are on hold that we won't even be able to talk to or even touch tonight as much as we would like to. So, number one, thank you for calling and listening. Jeff will be back next week for Tarot Tuesday, so if you would like to call in, here's a little Blog Talk secret. The phone line, not me, the phone lines automatically open up 15 minutes before the show starts. If you would like to kind of jump into that call queue ahead of time, you can do that. That definitely helps your cause. So I'm going to give you that little Blog Talk secret. There you go. And that's number one. Number two is if you have an opportunity to say, you know what, Jeff was awesome tonight, but I want him all to myself, and you want to schedule a private reading with him, email Jeff at tarotjeff@gmail.com, and he can do a reading over the phone with you privately, just like he's doing for these nice people tonight that are calling in for their free five-minute read. You know, 5 minutes is a liberal 5 minutes here. But
yeah,
the fact is that Jeff will give you a deal. Normally, Jeff, do you want to go into the radio special so I'm not your total commercial for you tonight? But he'll give you a deal because you've heard him on Blog Talk Radio here.
Yeah, what we do is we discount the price. I think it's 25%, Garrett, is that right?
Well,
as
I have it written down, your rate is normally $120, and you charge $90
right,
with the Blog Talk discount. So,
right. So
for listeners,
mention the show.
That's the gimme here, is they got to mention you heard them here on the show, and then Jeff will give you a break on your first session. So if you like what you hear or want a private session with Jeff all to your very self, and trust me, I've done this, and I am fascinated by how he does it, and he is right on the money. And that's an unpaid testimonial, people. That's why he's here tonight talking with you, because, you know, he can share the wealth here. So
Here's the other thing that happens. For your $90, you get an hour. I promise everybody an hour. But I'm a Gemini, and I can almost never keep it to an hour. So you usually get
it's a liberal hour.
It's a liberal hour. And if I like you, well, then things go really, really fast and fun. And if I don't like you, then I'm going to scold you just a little bit. But I always want my clients to come out. I always want everybody to come out with
well,
a plan.
You just tell it like it is,
with,
you know.
With a path,
yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, the cards, and we don't always just use the cards. You know, this is an intuitive reading. I've been doing consultations for well over 30 years, and all different types, and a lot of experience here. So whatever your question is, if you've got business questions, if you've got creative questions, if you've got spiritual questions, love, yeah. I'll tell you.
All of those.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get a lot of love questions. So.
Get a
lot
of those. Well, let's get to our next callers here. We're going to hit I say hit up, but we're going to say that's the wrong term to use here. This is a tarot card show,
this
not
a peaceful show. Yeah.
It's a peaceful show, right. So, Suzanne, you are next on the show with Tarot Jeff. Go ahead, please. Thanks for waiting.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my phone call. My question is, I put a resume in for a full-time job today, and it starts September 18th. I'm wondering if you see me getting an interview and getting this. I really need a full-time job.
Okay. Well, I think we can safely say that the interview is approaching. You got three cards here. These are really good cards. The Ten of Cups comes up, and the Ten of Cups tends to represent endings, but they also represent beginnings. Now, the Cups is an emotional card. It's about your heart. So I think that you're going to be given the opportunity to begin something that will make you happy. Your second card tonight, Sharon, is the Nine of Pentacles. Well, generally speaking, when we step backwards, so we go from 10 to 9 here, that means we're kind of entering into, we're stepping back and entering into a situation that you've sort of previously been in. So in terms of employment, if you've been unemployed, you're going to be re-employed. Now,
well, I'm
in
part. Really need something full time, and I don't want to work two part time jobs. I've applied for that.
Right.
And work.
Right. Well, and what I'm saying here is, I think that what's going to happen is you are going to step back into a full employment situation. So the Nine of Pentacles represents money, and nines represents, you know, magic. It's a fulfillment of things. So. I can kind of see you kind of stepping back into a situation that maybe you were out of before, and now you're back in it, and there's money there. I want you to make sure that this is something that's going to make you happy as you make this decision. Now, maybe what we're seeing here is that you're going to do this simply because you need the money, simply because you need the steady income and the steady schedule. And that's a good reason for taking a job. I mean, you know, there's no harm in that. But I want you to think bigger as you go through this process, because the third card that you got here tonight is the High Priestess card. And I got to tell you, I really love this High Priestess card when it comes up. It represents somebody who's better than than other people. And I don't mean better because they're necessarily superior to everyone else. They have a spiritual approach to life. They have an angle to their eye that says, what's the greater good? And I think that that's what we're looking at with a person like you. I think you're wondering what the greater good is, and you're kind of trapped in this make money situation right now. So what I see for you, and this very specific to your question now, Sharon, I see you getting the interview.
Suzanne.
All right. Suzanne. I see you getting the interview. And once that interview is done, I mean, there's a lot that you have to put into that. Your heart has got to be there. And I think that you've got a good chance of success with this interview. I don't see a clear path to the job at the moment, but I don't see anything blocking it at all. But while you're going through this process, I want you to promise yourself that you're going to be true to your own ethics, true to your own spiritual nature, true to your own philosophies about things, and continue to move forward that way as well. despite the gravity of life right now. I think life is pulling you down a little bit, and I don't like seeing people in those situations, but it happens. It happens to everybody. It's happened to me. Just keep looking upwards, okay? As you go through this process, keep looking upwards. But yes, I think you're going to get the call. I think the interview's on its way, okay?
But you don't know if I'll get the job or...
I don't see anything impeding the job. I don't see anything stopping you getting the job. I don't see a guarantee on that, though. It's a hard call to make. In a three-card reading, it's just a hard call to make like that. So, but go into the interview positive, full of who you truly are. Put your heart out there. Let them know who you are. How can they not like you?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Good luck to you, Suzanne. Keep us posted.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Our next caller is going to be Ann. Ann, you are on with Tarot Jeff.
Hello, Jeff. Hi, how
Hello,
are
Ann.
You?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from, Ann?
California.
California. Okay. That's a big state.
It is.
North, south?
South.
South, okay. So what's your question today?
Jeff, I would like you to ask you, what do you see in my love relationship department? If there will be a new start with someone whom I know or someone from my past will come back, because I just don't know what to expect.
Yeah. I knew we were going to get a love question tonight. Let me shuffle the card a little extra for you tonight here. Okay. Well, these are interesting cards to come up on the love question. Let me ask you, Ann, is there somebody already in the picture that you're just not happy with?
Not happy with?
Yeah, or is there just nobody there?
Well, I know several people that I'm not happy with, but I like these people, but there are some issues, so I cannot tell you. I don't know. This person, I'm not sure that I like him, but he's a very nice guy that I'm going to see at the end of the month. Him.
Okay.
The very first
card you got tonight is the World card. And the World card, I think, represents where you're at the moment. Generally speaking, we say it's the completion of your personal journey. It's the lessons you've learned. It's the growth that you've accomplished in your life. And I think that this is part of the issue, Anne, is that you know so much. I think you've seen a lot. I think you know a lot. And I think you're a little world-weary, is what I'm going to say, regarding relationships. You want something. You kind of have an ideal about things, and yet you've seen too much to really be able to be that total romantic that you might have been in the past. Now, your second card tonight is the Sun card. This is a beautiful card to come up. It's a bright, shining sun. It's a baby on a horse, a white horse. Excuse me one moment. Okay. So this is a card about life. It's a card about vitality. It's about yang energy in abundance, so we say. So the yin and the yang of things, we say yang energy, which is oftentimes masculine. I think you got a lot of prospects out there. I think you got a lot of people that might be interested in you as a person. But the idea of having all those prospects, that doesn't what those are not the prospects that will balance you, because I think you have a strong yang energy already. And I think what you need is someone who's going to kind of be more your partner rather than someone who's going to try and power you, then lead you and be the man, you know, and that guy. I think you're looking for someone a little bit more sensitive in their nature. In that regard, your third card comes up, the King of Swords comes up, and this is the yangiest card that we can have. So right now I'm not seeing a lot in your near future in terms of people that are going to balance you out, but I do see a new, very masculine presence in your life. I want you to be careful with that. because
you mean that's related to that person that I know already and kind of communicate, and I'll see him in a few weeks, or it's someone that I also know, but he is a little bit in my past because we had argument.
No, I don't think this is anybody from your past. This may be somebody that you know a little bit, and you're going to get to know them better, or it may be somebody completely new, completely different.
It looks like the one that I'm going to get to know better because he wants to see me.
Okay. Yeah. So this is somebody you haven't met face-to-face yet?
No. I know this person. I met before, then we communicated in emails for a long time. Now he wants to see me again.
Okay. All right.
And I really don't know why. Maybe something has changed. That we're very compatible based on communication. Mm-hmm. We communicated for about 6 months in emails, and we met in 2015. So I don't know. So you think that there would be development with this person because...
It's very possible. This person can come off as somebody new to you. Again, I feel like it's not going to be so much somebody from your past, somebody that you've already been in a relationship with. So if you weren't in a romantic relationship with this person prior to this, then yes, this could be the king of swords that I'm seeing here.
You'll recognize last year and even mm-hmm. this year. The other one I know and I met last year. But we were just friends.
Okay. You're going to recognize this person by their thinking ability. They're going to be smart. They're going to be a smart, smart person. And that's what I'm going to say to you. The person that's going to be important to you in the near future is going to be somebody very, very smart. Okay?
They're both extremely smart and extremely intelligent people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they even share the same name. And they are very similar mentally, smart, and
mm-hmm.
very well-educated people.
Sounds like you have a type.
Yeah, and I'm attracted to type, and I just don't know which one of them will have a future with me.
Yeah. I think you need to go with the person that you. If I were to call it. One over the other, the person that you're going to meet in the near future, the person that's asking you to meet, I'd say that's the person you're looking for at this point in time. But what I want to say, Ann, is I want to say keep on the lookout because I really think that there's a new person that you may meet, and you got to pay attention because you're going to meet this person. And I think that's going to represent a better opportunity overall. And I don't want you to not take up a relationship with somebody based on something that I'm saying here, but I want you to be open to new people, okay?
I am very open, believe me. I just didn't meet that interesting people, and that's why I continue to communicate with those two as they're very interesting, and I'm excited to be with them because we share a lot of things in common, but people that I met, just new people, they're not the same.
Anne, I think this may be a part two that we need to have an update on from you in another month or so and see how things go. But our time with Jeff for your call tonight is coming to a close.
Yeah.
And so I want to thank you for calling in tonight. But do keep us posted, please.
Yeah. Thank you, Anne.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
And Jeff, we're going to have time for one last caller tonight, and that will be Delphine. Delphine has been an angel. She's been holding on the line for 57 minutes, so I appreciate your patience. Delphine, welcome to the show.
Hello, Delphine.
Delphine, you're there. Please be there.
Delphine?
Well, you know what? It's time to move on. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Our new last caller, I don't even have your name. I didn't think we were going to get to you, but you're out of the 727 area code caller. Can we get your first name and welcome to the show?
This is Kate. Thank you so much.
Hi, Kate.
You're the lucky winner.
I am the lucky winner.
Kate, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from St. Pete, Florida.
Wow. St. Petersburg. I like that place. So,
it has lots of sinners.
Yeah. So what's your question tonight, my friend?
A general, please, for the next 3 months.
General for the next 3 months. Oh, well, I like this. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Kate, you got the Eight of Cups. So that's we're gonna call that September into October. So the Eight of Cups comes up. Eights are growth, expansion, opportunity, a time for making priorities. Cups are about your emotions, about your heart, about what you feel. So I want you to take the next month and really kind of look to examine what your priorities are of your heart. What's your heart's desire? What do you want out of life? What do you not have that you want? What have you had in the past that you don't have now that you enjoyed and you want to enjoy it again? Things like that. And maybe even for you, make a little bit of a list. You don't have to get too detailed on it, but sit down sometime with a glass of whatever your favorite beverage is and just write a few notes. What is my heart's desire? What have I wanted as a child? What do I want now as an adult? What's my heart's desire? So that's September through October. October through November, the King of Pentacles comes up. Now, this is interesting. This is yang energy. This is masculine energy, the king, and someone in control. Possibly somebody in control of you as a boss, as a partner, something along those lines. And this card also represents money, your physical property, abundance for you. So during that month of October through November, I want you to kind of look around to see who you want to be in charge of you, if you want anyone to be in charge of you, because this is part of heart's desire. Sometimes we have people controlling us, and they control us through financial means. In other words, we're dependent upon people for finances. And maybe we just get tired of that sometimes and we want to move on, but we don't quite know how. So this would be a time to kind of assume that energy for yourself. Be in control of yourself. Gain control of your own resources. And focus on your resources. Focus on growing your resources. All right? So that's, what do we say, September, October, October, November. So November, December. Oh, my goodness. You got a major arcana here, and it's the devil. Okay? Now, I don't want you to be afraid. Because the devil, contrary to what they have you believe in Sunday school, in these cards, he's not the ultimate evil. He's the rebel. He's the opposite of tradition. The devil card represents a questioning of rules, questioning of society's rules, questioning of religion's rules, questioning of the law. And what I'm going to say to you is I see you kind of expanding out of your comfort zone. The potential for you to expand out of your comfort zone is extremely strong, and it gets stronger towards the end of the year. By the end of the year, you may find yourself behaving in a very, very un-you kind of a way and enjoying the heck out of it. Okay? It's a little bit like breaking the chains. It's a little bit like turning things over so that instead of you being under other people's control or following other people's direction, suddenly they have to follow yours. Suddenly you're in charge. Now, it could also be suddenly you're all on your own, and you can do whatever you want to do, okay? And I think that the next 3 months are going to be pretty transformative for you if you're brave enough to do it. It starts with your heart's desire, Eight of Cups. It goes to the King of Pentacles, taking charge of your own resources, and third month concludes with the Devil, changing things around, rebelling against the traditions of your own life. Okay? Now,
yeah.
It's all a little dangerous to do that. It's all a little emotionally dangerous to do that. But it's your life. And if you're not getting what you want out of your life, when are you going to do that? And I think the energy for you to shift things around, gear up, change things, I think it's there. I think you need to pay some close attention to that, to that thought, to that concept. Does that make some sense to you?
Makes complete sense. And I immediately got about my truth, my authenticity, and filling the role of my heart's desire, not the role of anything externally given to me or scripted to me.
Exactly, exactly. Scripted to you is exactly the right word. I think people have been telling you what to say and do for a while, and I think you need to get off of it. Go off script. All right?
I will.
Okay. Kate, thank you very much for being our VIP, very special last caller for the night tonight.
Thank you both.
You're going to have to keep us posted.
Yeah, please, please,
follow
please.
Up.
Give us a follow-up in November, December.
I'll do it.
Thanks,
all right.
Kate. Have a great night.
You too.
And,
thanks.
Thank you. And, again, for everybody who called in tonight, number one, thank you very much for being part of Tarot Tuesday with Tarot Jeff. If you would like to schedule a private reading with Jeff, please email him right now or after the show or anytime at tarotjeff@gmail.com. Mention that you heard him here on Rated G Radio, and you'll get your introductory session at 25% off. So instead of his normal hourly rate of $120, you'll get it for $90, but you must mention you heard him here on the show. Please do that. You will have a delightful time, and he can do the reading over the telephone, or if you're in the Southern California area, you can go into his office and meet him in person. Jeff, we usually do a final card for the night for everybody. Do you have a special card you'd like to share with the listeners? Also, everybody, Jeff has a Facebook fan page. He also posts this card for everybody on Facebook tomorrow. So if you're hearing it tonight and then want to get more information on the card or what his reading was, you can go and check that out. So it's facebook.com, and it's Tarot Jeff. Make sure to like the page.
Yeah, because we like you.
Yeah.
So, yes, here's our card for the week, Garrett. And it's a card that we had come up in somebody's reading a little earlier. It's the Ten of Cups.
Okay.
And really probably one of the happiest cards in the deck. It's a husband and a wife, and they're looking at a rainbow, and the rainbow is filled with ten cups. Their children are dancing next to them. It's a beautiful day. They have a house. They have a field. They have just a great life. And I think that part of it is about appreciation, because the house isn't a castle. It's not a mansion. It's a house. And there's responsibilities that we face, and there's things that we have to do. But the 10, endings and beginnings, cycles completed and fulfilled, responsibilities are being taken care of, and the cups are about emotions and about how you feel about life. And so I would really like to kind of make this a wish for everybody. I wish everyone to look at their lives, find the areas that you're fulfilled. If you're not fulfilled in a lot of areas, ask yourself, what can I do to gain fulfillment in that regard? Don't look outside of anybody else. Look in your own heart. What can you do to fulfill your life? While you're doing that, look at the people that are closest to you and ask, where are they unfulfilled, and what can I do to help them be fulfilled as well? In this way, happiness just breeds. Happiness just grows. And I think that that's what we're looking at for this week. So that makes some sense to you, Mr. Miller?
Yeah, I think I can resonate with that one a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's just about gratitude. Sometimes it's just about happiness. Happiness can be a choice. So sometimes we're not having a good time. We just need to make a choice to have a good time.
Always a choice. Because you can really choose to have a bad time, too. Now, we can sit and talk a whole episode about, you know, attitudes and what you want to choose. But firm believer with you that you can choose to have a great day. And with that, I will wish everybody a great night, and a quick preview for the Wednesday night show. If you have not heard me talk about Mr. R.J. Tolson as the 22-year-old phenom, you must tune in tomorrow night. He is a college senior, business owner. He owns a holding company that has five businesses and a charitable foundation, and is a classically trained musician, and is a soccer star, and has written a published book, and so much more. Mr. R.J. Tolson joins Rated G Radio tomorrow night on Wednesday, that's September 10th, and we'll see everybody live. Again, Jeff will be back next Tuesday, so if you did not get in and want to ask a question, call in early. Phone lines open at 6:45 Pacific Standard Time. We will see you live tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.